The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Thrilled to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for operating this teleporter. And many thanks to all of you for tuning in. So what's on the agenda for today? Well, I've got my cards out and I'm ready to do readings all hour for callers. If you've been struggling with a decision and just not sure what to do and would like additional guidance, clarity, and insight, or perhaps you're feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding joyful love elusive, considering a move or adopting a new program, or perhaps navigating a delicate situation and wondering what you can do within your own power and strength, we can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. If you've never had a tarot card reading before and are afraid of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading. So the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. Today, I will be doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. The phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading for me already to honor the universal energy that has been put forth in your reading so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and today I'll be using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look the cards up online, but I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck when we chit-chat, then I'll be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. The non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just pretty much stick to my finger and call out your name. It's kind of like saying, pick me, pick me. As always, I like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And you know what? Finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power whatsoever over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. It is a visual representation of the little voice inside that we're just always overruling. Happens to all of us. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. By the way, if you're tuning in for the first time, Welcome to the show. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that during different times in our lives, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels like you're pushing against the wind, which is taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, which can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I work with clients on using their own power to shift that energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I liken myself to a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance, clarity, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. When I do full profile readings, they take about 60, 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your power, can make that energy shift, so now you're embracing joy in whatever area of life that has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but you know what? Sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that extra guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site, elitetarot.com. And in addition to individual readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, corporate events, retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, bachelorette parties, and Halloween parties. You name it. So why wait? Let's just get right to the calls. Why don't we go with Carol? Carol, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi. It's good afternoon. It's afternoon here. It's 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. Is there anything that you have a question about that I can look at the tarot for?
Just health, relationships, and I'm kind of taking on a new spiritual path. So I was just wondering how that was going to work out.
So let's take a look now in terms of health.
Path.
Yeah, you know, in terms of health, I'm kind of pointing up to the sky saying a lot of that's above my pay grade, but we can definitely look at what you are putting forth in your own power in terms of
okay. All
of that. And let me just, while we're talking, I've just been pulling three cards out for you. Let's take a look and see what we have. Okay, so the first card that we get, which is you currently, is the King of Swords. Now, I love, 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 love when clients pull kings and queens in that core position because you have all the strength to navigate this journey in all those different aspects that you were talking about, relationships, health, as well as going in a new direction. Now, swords are all about taking action, and that is all great. The only thing that kind of jumps out at me when I see this card, because you see this person, this king, sitting in his throne, and he's got his sword talking about that action, but his face is like stressed. And the King of Swords, I mean, that's like the granddaddy of kings, but it's sometimes you can get into the habit of just taking the action without really sitting back and receiving the joy. And so often it's about just step, okay, I got to do this. I got to protect everyone in the family, everyone in my kingdom. I got to do what I need to do to move things forward. And all of that is great. It's just wanting to make sure that you are kind of checking in, not so much with your brain, but with your body and how your body physically feels, just to make sure that you're giving yourself permission to also ask yourself, what is bringing me joy in this process? Does that make sense? And does resonate?
Yes. Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So something challenging or blocking you is the Two of Cups. I kind of call this the get to know you card, because cups are all about the heart, passions. And this card has a bit of everything in it, because you have two individuals in this card, which I look at as all you, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. One looks just like the King of Swords, kind of that analytical, driving force brain that just gets things done. But the other person in this card is the more colorful. You know, he's wearing this colorful tunic. He's got this red headband. It's the more creative, the more inspired, the more joyful part of you. One does not tower over the other. They are equal. And this is something that is a challenge or a block in the challenge or block position, which talks about the fact that you've almost been kind of struggling with, how do I stay strong and make the decisions I need to do and yet incorporate this very colorful and vibrant part of you, and let your passions also get honored and needed. Also in this card, almost as if it's trying to separate these two individuals, is that health worry symbol. You've got those snakes intertwined. And so worries, you know, or concerns about health, about anything, they attempt to compartmentalize and separate out those energies. But you are much stronger when all those energies are integrated together to make up you, because you are more than just the strong person who takes action. You are also the vibrant, creative, joyful, adventurous part too. And it's a matter of, if every chapter of your journey had a title, yours at this point would be sort of, how do I merge those two qualities to make the most divine creature possible as I embrace joy going forward? Does that resonate?
Oh, yes, very much so, yes.
Excellent.
So, yeah, because I am, you know, like I said, I'm following a spiritual path now and, you know, trying to meditate. And I want to, I'm in the health field already. I'm an occupational therapist assistant. So it's like now I want to work more on the energy of the healing and with myself and others. So, yeah. So this amazing.
Well, let's go to advice. And plus, I got a few things to say on what you just said. However, I'm going to keep you in suspense as we're going to go to a quick break. So hang on tight. And we'll, when we come back, we'll get to the advice and finish up your reading. But we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
You got what it takes, you can win. You got what it takes, you can win. Today is your day to begin. Don't give up here, don't you quit. The moment is
now. Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
It's your day, everything's going your way, today, today.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So before we went to the break, I was talking with Carol. Carol, are you still on with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for holding on through the break. And so in your reading, we had just, I can't wait to find out what the third card is because that's been turned down this whole time. But we started with the King of Swords talking about your strength and power, and you're much more comfortable in just taking actions that you need to do to be responsible, all those things. And what's challenging or blocking is the Two of Cups, which is really about how do I merge in to that analytical, take care of business phase, all of that passion, that joy, that more creative, that more healing, as you mentioned, endeavor. One thing that you said is that you said two things I wanted to mention before we get to the advice card. The first was that you're trying to meditate, and you said that you're working on embracing these qualities. And so I'm a big believer in that words have weight, and they can either raise you up or they can weigh you down. And so even if, because I'm not the best person at meditating, even though I got to do it, make sure that you're cutting out words like hoping, wanting, trying, thinking, feeling, because to try to meditate means that now we've got this obligation that we're not living up to, which is just like catnip for that King of Swords energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And instead, you know, cut yourself a break and say, I have been meditating. And mm-hmm. then the other thing is that you're working on, that doesn't sound like fun. So mm-hmm. we're going to take out that word, you know, anything that you're working on, it's making it sound like it may not be successful. It's a long process. Instead, I'm embracing. It means mm-hmm. exactly the same thing. But when you say those words, it feels 100% different in the body. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Excellent. Oh my gosh, I just turned over the advice card and I love it. So the advice card is actually the very last card in the tarot, and it's card number 21, the World. Now, in this card, you see a person in the center of this victory wreath, and she's there in all of her glory, you know, which is all about being in unconditional, in honoring yourself with unconditional self-acceptance. Recognize that you are ready to go on to this new chapter of your journey, even if your brain, which is much more tethered to that King of Swords, even if your brain resists or feels like, oh, wait a minute, before I take go forward, I need to learn more, I need to be more, I need to do more. You are ready to embrace this new chapter of your journey. You
Yay,
are.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy. Yay. Okay.
And the key is to honor who you are at your core, knowing that your journey is completely different than everybody else on this planet. And so while you can look at other people's journeys, know that their journey is going to be different. And so what may be easy for them might be challenging for you, but what may be challenging for them may be easy for you. You may have a different sense of risk, a different sense of adventure, a different experiences that brought you to where you are today. What was the point of you having such a unique, vibrant combination, powerhouse of talents, qualities, energies, and gifts if it was not meant for you to embrace it? What I also see in this card is that surrounding this victory wreath are four kind of cosmic beings, meaning that you are not alone. And
oh,
that
thank
you have
you.
Got people cheering you on, supporting you in the cosmic plane, but also to ensure that you've got that team of cheerleaders in your human plane as well. They don't necessarily have to understand what you're doing, but they got to support what you're doing, because life's too short to have toxic people and situations in the life.
Oh, thank you, because I was hoping I would have the support up there. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not hoping. I know I had the support up there. So this is just reaffirming. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, and definitely take a look at the World card, because you'll see that it's all, you know, this card is saying you've learned all those lessons that you needed to learn from that last chapter. But we never, especially with that King of Swords, while it has all that ability to take action, it also has all the ability to not want to take the risk for joy. And so this is saying you've learned everything that you needed to learn from the last chapter, and just to go forth, but making sure that you're honoring yourself and who you are and your unique cosmic and human blueprint, and know that those around you who've passed are definitely there cheering you on. Make sure that you develop your own communication with them, just because that is your own personal communication with people who are your guides and spirits and everyone who's following you along, cheering you on, and giving you the occasional push.
Awesome. Oh, my God, this is what I wanted to hear. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Yeah, brought so much joy into my life. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Please keep us updated. You are doing great.
Okay.
Don't dishonor yourself, but also make sure that those words, though, are also being in the positive, that, and you will realize once you start thinking once you start catching yourself on words like I'm working on, I'm trying, I'm hoping, you will be surprised how often you use those words and how different you feel when you right then and there stop and say, you know what, I take it back. I'm not trying, I'm doing. I'm not hoping for, I'm looking forward to. And it's like a snowball. The hardest part is getting it started, but then it takes on its own momentum. And then with that King of Swords in hand, watch out, world.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Eve. This is awesome. You're a blessing. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And have a great rest of the day and the start of this new chapter. Love it.
Keep in contact. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. So we've got another caller, but you know what? I'm looking at the time. Well, let's start bringing on this caller, and then we may just go right to a break very quickly. Why don't we take our next caller while I shuffle up these cards? A, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything that you have a question about that we can look at the tarot for?
Yes, I'd love that. So I recently made a decision in my long-term relationship, marriage, and filed for divorce. And I'm having a hard time actually signing off the final papers. Yeah. And it's been something that the distance between us has been about a 7-year journey from when it started till now. And I keep finding myself hoping for something different. A different outcome, but none of the path in front of me is leading me to anywhere but my own life. So I just want to take a look at that.
Well, first of all, while you've been talking, I've been also pulling three cards for you. First of all, it is normal to feel this wash of all this mixture of emotions when you're faced with making decisions going forward that have impacts on you and on everybody else connected with you. And it's definitely a very stressful and challenging time. So first of all, honor and bless those feelings that come to the surface, because you're going through a lot of stuff right now. So I can only imagine, and my heart goes out to you as you go forward to figure out how to embrace that joy and yet at the same time navigate the relationship that has been such a part of your life for so long. I pulled three cards, but I don't want to just run through them really quick. So hang on as we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, we will go through this reading and we'll go forward. So hang on tight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about readings at an event nationwide, please feel free to go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So before the break, I was talking with AA. Are you still on the line?
I sure am.
Excellent. So, you know, going through always challenging times, our desire is often just to kind of push away those feelings, those mixed emotion feelings that come up. And instead, then it just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, which then can halt movement. And so just honor and bless those feelings that arise and recognize that your brain is much more comfortable when you are in the known. And so even if things have been challenging or not ideal, it's the known. And so the brain is always going to, even if intellectually you're seeing a very clear path forward, your brain is going to want to put you back into the known situation. And just to recognize that that's just part of the process. Just bless that energy as it comes up, because it is just trying to keep you safe, because known equals safe, even if it's not where you're intellectually wanting to move forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, excellent. So the first card that came up right now was the Ten of Cups. And in this card, there's a lot going on. You've got two individuals, kind of that man and wife, adult. And again, though, I look at this just from your perspective, because that's all the energy I have with you. That's the only person that you can control going forward is you and your path. And so I look at that as adult, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. And the two energies are intertwined and even, and they're looking up to the sky almost to say, give me some solutions, give me some answers. Where was that? Where's the joy? Where's the love? Because the cups are forming this rainbow overhead, and cups talking about passion, love, the heart. So on the one hand, there's looking for almost divine intervention and guidance to solve this and give you the steps forward. On the other hand, though, on the right side of this card, you've got that same duality of individuals, only in the inner child. So you've got two children playing that left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. And there's a disconnect between the adult energy and that inner child sense of play. So first of all, recognize that all of the pain and struggle in making the decisions that you're making going forward are taking a great toll as well on the inner child. And one of the things that's been probably a theme throughout this last 7 years has been that there's not the joy, there's not the play. And ultimately we want to kind of play with our mates and play and be joyful and goof around and just be able mm-hmm. to be that vulnerable and adventurous part as a teammate. And there's been that separation. Honor the inner child healing, which is different from adult healing, giving yourself permission to be gentle with yourself during this time and give yourself what you need on that adult level, but also making sure that you're super clear now as you're making those decisions that you need to make going forward, that you're super clear with what you need at your core level on your inner child level. And that's going to be very different from that of the adult. Because if you're not clear with that, then unconsciously we're going to look to the other person to fill that need. But there's going to be a disconnect because that is something that only you know and only you can fill. And so we want to take a sheet of paper, tap into that inner child, and write down a list of what your core non-negotiables are on what you need in a relationship going forward. Now, you can do this comparing it with your current situation. You could also, but ideally, it's tapping into 8-year-old, 10-year-old self. When you were imagining the person you were going to be walking down the aisle with, where this person has to have this quality and I need this and I need that, and making sure that you're very clear with what your needs are on yourself, on your inner child level, but also what your needs are in a partner, letting that inner child energy lead. And I had a feeling like I had like a 3 or 4 different thoughts kind of coming into my brain at the same time. So I hope that made sense in some ways there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, absolutely.
Put everything down on paper because mm-hmm. you are going to find surprises. What you think your key need is for you personally to access joy, but also what your key need is in a relationship might not be what you write down. And what you write down might be something that you discounted or you didn't think was that important. And so you compromised on that and yet then wondered why you're frustrated. And so when you were able to have that list written down, you're making that contract with the universe. But now you also have a very clear kind of verbal thing of saying, I need this. And knowing that it is not just what you're thinking that you need, but you have that inner child buy-in and it's saying what you yeah. need. Because then you can say to the other person, you can say in the future, I need this. And that other person has then the opportunity to say, I can give that or I can't give that. But then if that person can't, then you know you're compromising something that you ultimately need. But when it's all stayed in the brain, then we're not sure. We kind of rationalize away things that are important and we give super weight to something that may not have been as important. So put all of it down on paper. Now, one of the other things that came in at that same time that I briefly touched on, think about the things that you used to love to do when you were 8, when you were 10 years old, that would just have you laughing, giggling, feeling super strong and powerful. Because that, whatever that thing was, that is what fed you then. That's what gave you power. That's what gave you strength. That's what gave you that sense of adventure and joy. And it's that thing that has not changed. And yet we deny ourselves that. And then we look only to the adult to kind of figure it all out. Can you think, you don't have to share it, but can you think mm-hmm. of what some of those things might have been when you were younger, whether it was playing with the dog, coloring, painting, sports? Can you think of what some of those things are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, all those things that are kind of creative outlets mm-hmm. are really necessary in whatever way. And, you know, I have many things that I enjoy doing, so there's a lot of that I can put in. And, you know, when we get busy and we have to make adult decisions and we're trying mm-hmm. to figure out what's right for us and what's right going forward, you really sit in a thought place within you that's really about adult decisions. It has nothing to do with your inner child.
Exactly.
So it's like you wouldn't ask your 8-year-old what to do in a situation of a divorce because that's not their place. And so you're sort of in this two different, you know, you're living sort of in this bipolar region where you have to address both.
And yet, you know, I love what you said. And yet at the same time, what did they say, out of the mouths of babes? Because when you ask a child, not necessarily about a divorce, but you ask, what is it that you want? They have a very clear answer. And there was a comedian that I once heard who said that parents don't ask kids, what do you want to be when they grow up? Just find out what they want to know. They're looking for ideas. And the thing is that it's at times that are challenging and filled with strife that we tend to put off all of that creativity. Have you been doing all those creative outlets now? Have you been lately doing that, or have you been putting those off to the side?
Yeah, no, I started reactivating these different things in my life that I love, like going to take salsa dancing lessons once a week and making sure I'm working out a few days a week, which always makes me feel really good. And
that is great, but no 8-year-old likes to go to the gym. And so make sure, and that's great on the adult level. But again, I want to really tap into what was it then, and that when you were 8, when you were 10, because if you're feeling lost and not able to make those decisions that you need to make, it's by doing those activities that sometimes we get that oomph that we need, that power to go forward. Something challenging or blocking you is the judgment card. And we talked a lot about this already, but it's an interesting card because it's a super big card. It is card number 20 in the major arcana. And in this card, you see that left brain, right brain, yin and yang, and in the center is that inner child. And there's nudity, and nudity talks about unconditional self-acceptance, and there is a feeling of hearing the proverbial call from above to be authentic to who you are at your core, which is that combination of energies. And I think, you know, so often we hear that phrase, I lost myself along the way. And I get that feeling, and that you've been getting that call to say, you know, wait a minute, I still have to be me. And I'm getting that call, and it's not going away. It's only getting stronger and stronger. You know, they say the universe speaks in whispers, pebbles, and boulders. And you're in that boulder stage because that judgment card is like, I'm hearing the call. And yet at the same time, how do I merge that in with the situation because of all of that conflicting and painful kind of thought process that comes up? I'm going to turn over the advice card, but like with my other caller, I'm going to keep you in a little bit of suspense as I have to take my last break. So hang tight. You're going to take we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Learn about the heart and soul of justice. In Law and Disorder Radio, Megan Lyons will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. From victim to victor. Tune in every first and third Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about Megan Lyons, visit her website, enterthelightllc.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking with AA. Are you still with me?
I sure am.
Excellent. So before the break, we were looking at a three-card reading as you're navigating this decision going forward that's filled with a lot of mixed emotions, as that would be totally understandable. The first card being the Ten of Cups, as you're kind of looking to your adult brain to kind of answer those heart-based questions, whereas that is often answered by that inner child. And the something challenging or blocking is the Judgment card, which is all about, first of all, acknowledging that there is no self-judgment in this process. It's all, you know, we're all part of this journey, and it's going to be unique and different, but not to judge yourself in the process, but also to hear that you've been hearing that proverbial call getting louder and louder to be more authentic to yourself. The Advice card is also a pretty big card, and it's card number 14 in the Major Arcana, which is Temperance. So here is this thing. You've got this angelic creature who is the combination of that Judgment card. It is the combination of that left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, inner child, all wrapped up into one. And the person is walking forward over a path where no path exists. Now, in the background, you see a very clear path that is just on land. It's just got a slight gradation up, and it's just a very clear path, only that you're not on that path. There is something about your journey going forward that is just not traditional and a little bit unconventional. And the challenge can be is that we often understand that we're taking a non-traditional path, and yet we look for the signs and billboards and highway markers that are on the traditional path, the very clear-cut path, except that, and when we don't see them, we kind of feel lost. And yet you're comparing apples and oranges because you're just on a different path. And the way that you move forward where no path exists, is that he is balancing two cups, that heart, the passions, the joys, and having faith in yourself, that as you take a step forward, a path appears. But it is having to rely on what is in your power and not looking at other people's journeys, other people's paths, other advice too much, just because it may not be authentic to you. And recognize that for whatever reason, you're starting to go down a path that no path exists. You make a path. You don't kind of stay still wondering where your path is. Now, as you do this, you have tools. And that tool, again, is that inner child spirit, because that is what is coming up in this reading as being almost the missing piece of the puzzle. And working out's fantastic. Even salsa dancing is great. Love it. But we want to get to that heart of what fed you back then, because that's what's going to feed you and give you the power and the strength to make any decisions that you need to make, which could mean staying in the marriage and then being very clear, because you've got your list of what you need very clear to you, because it's written down, it's made a contract with the universe, and saying, this is what I need. And then being very clear, it's like, okay, well, if that can't be given to me, then I know that I need to make some adjustments. I need to go forward, but not having to hold everything up inside, just because that only creates that stress and tension, and it makes you second guess yourself, doubt yourself, look to other journeys, and all of that, which then can lead to stalled movement. Does that resonate?
Yes, it leaves many opportunities for me to contemplate and feel into that space. So I love making the list. I'm going to do that and see what that 8-year-old wants.
I love that you said that. And one thing that you may want to do is do some creative brainstorming. And so how I look at that is keep a little notebook with you. And the reason why you want to keep it with you is because we get these ideas, messages from that inner child all the time, but we kind of swipe them away before they even hit the light of day. And so you're sending a message when you do that saying, I'm not really listening to you. And so to keep that little notebook with you, you want to honor any wacky, crazy idea that comes into your mind by writing it down. Because then you're saying, perfect. Okay, send me your crazy ideas. Now you can know that I won't dismiss it when you send me more deeper ideas going forward. So you're in the coffee shop, you smell coffee, and suddenly for whatever reason you get this idea, I think I want to run a coffee shop. Now, this may not necessarily be exact, but you want to honor that idea. What was the point of you having that idea? There must be something to it. So write it down. Now, that may not be a literal thing, and most likely those first few thoughts that you write down are not going to be literal. But maybe your eyes keep going back to that for over a course of a couple weeks. Maybe circle it on your notebook. And then it's like, you know what? I remember when I was younger, I used to love having like little tea parties. Maybe I'll go take myself out for tea. Maybe I I'll start becoming the artist who draws teacups. You know, allow it to sort of transfer and grow, but from that core thing. And not to dismiss it because, oh, no, I can't run a coffee shop.
Yeah, I love that. I actually have thought about opening a cafe. I love that.
Oh, so that's funny. Love it.
That you'd
love
use
it.
That. Yeah.
I love it when people say things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. All right. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Write that down just so that you have it. You have it down. You may not necessarily do it, but you want to honor it. Maybe you do it, maybe do it in a different way, but we want to at least give that power. Please keep us updated, okay? Sorry. I hope this has been helpful.
Thank you so much. Yes, I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, another show. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. Every week, this is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show. And I look forward to next week's show where I have on an awesome guest doing readings together. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.